guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite market podcast, the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. Well, things haven't been going so great for the bulls. In fact, for the third straight day now, the Sensex and the Nifty have been on a downtrend. And yesterday, after 9 days of buying by foreign investors, FIIs actually sold in trade. So that's interesting. There's of course some trepidation ahead of the elections. There's some trepidation as far as macro data is concerned because crude has been rising. Maybe this is a good time for foreign investors to be pulling out money. So FII sold 237 crores in the cash market yesterday. We did though get some good numbers from domestic institutions. So DIIs bought about 198 crores in the cash market. However, a couple of things could dampen sentiment today. One, the tepid numbers from ACC. ACC reported a volume growth of hardly 5.5%. The expectation was about a 9 to 10% growth. So that could, disappoint the street a bit. Elevated crude prices continue to be a worry for investors. So Brent crude rose for the third straight day to trade at $74.5 a barrel. Our markets have actually been underperforming global peers. So, if you look at what's happening with global markets, the US markets are actually at a record high. S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at a record high yesterday. Earnings were very strong in the US, the likes of Coca-Cola, P&G and Twitter. That actually aided sentiment in the US market. In our own markets, a few stocks to watch today. ACC will be in focus. As I said, the numbers were slightly disappointing. The volume growth was lower than expected at 5.6%. The revenue growth was just 8%. Lupin, US FDA has said that a Pithampur unit may face a regulatory action. So Lupin could be under pressure. NBCC could be on the upside because the company has secured a $44 million order from the government of Mauritius. We've had some good numbers from Coromandel International, where the revenues have gone up 9.5%. The profits have gone up 23% and the margins have improved year on year. Couple of more stocks, Tata Global Beverages, the profits fell 61% yesterday. Sterlite Tech had a decent showing. The revenues went up 34%. The profits were up in excess of 10%. In results today, you have a few stocks to watch. There's Ultratech Cement, there's ICICI Pru, India Bulls Housing, M&M Finance, Syngene, Hexaware and many more. So it's going to be an earnings heavy day, especially on the NBFC front. On that note, you have a great day. Thanks so much for watching. It's hump day today, Wednesday. So hope you get through the rest of the week well.